Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here. So glad you're with us here today. Joining me is, well, two greats, especially in the area of all of our intensives that we do. First of all, Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hey, Sherry.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Jason.
Hi. And Jason Martinkus is here. And these are the A-team when it comes to our intensives. And, you know, Jason does Every Man's Battle. And, of course, Sherry does Women in the Battle. And they are very powerful. We'll talk about that in just a second. But I do have some tips. We've been looking at these tips. And I just want to give you one. This is from the 10 strategies to cope with the urge to overeat. And here's a big one. Number five is, if you have a little rule that says, I can't eat breakfast, you know, and I went through this, I thought, well, if I can just delay putting any calories in, then that'll mean less calories for the day. It doesn't work that way. What you do is you deprive yourself and then you reward yourself later. And while you're depriving yourself, your metabolism slows down so that any calories you take in later, it's kind of like a calorie plus some, because your metabolism is so low. So confront that and try to have a little bit of breakfast. Get the metabolism going. Get a little calorie take in there, and especially some protein. That's one of 10. If you want the others, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, I got to tell you, received an email, and we really need your help right now. Some of the stations, if we don't turn things around here pretty quickly, we may have to cancel some stations. Now, here's the situation. We had to move our office right in the middle when we're normally having our greatest time of connection with donors to do year-end support. We were a little distracted there with this move, and of course the move, tremendous saving of money to the ministry. But I need some folks to come through and help us. Now look, when you give to this ministry, think about it. Right now, there is no problem out there that is affecting the church more. Now listen to this. No problem is affecting the church more than pornography. And for every man that's using it, who's destroying his relationship with himself and God and with his spouse and with his children, there's a woman. Now, here are the two people on with me. One works with the guys that are using pornography and getting involved in affairs and going, you know, upping the game every stage. And then Sherry's dealing with women in the battle, the women that are affected by that. Our ministry deals with the number one cancer on the soul of the church. That comes out of the mouth of Chuck Swindoll. And then when you think about the number one drug problem is prescription drug abuse, we have the number one tool to help with that, the Life Recovery Bible. We're going to celebrate its 25th year and 2.5 million Bibles out there changing lives. This ministry, you name the problem in our society and in our church, and we have an answer. We're doing something, and we need you to support us so we can continue to fight for truth and for transformation. That's what we fight for.
Yeah. Well, you know, Steve, what's really funny is you, I, and Jason are all on the ground, and we get to hear stories that turn lives around. So you guys had on earlier this month Lego Bob.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Guess what? I did a show on New Life TV. Lego Bob was in the studio. I'm having dinner with his wife tomorrow. Now, she went to Women in the Battle. she got her worth back, her identity back, and built this, had him build this castle, and they've turned their relationship around. This is a 37-year marriage that is now turned around.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to tell everybody who Lego Bob is right after this. 1-800-229-3000.
It just became part of my being for so long that so much of the enjoyment in my life was centered on food, and I had to get away from that. I figured about the first day or so that there would be something there that would really help with the situation. I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was when I was out there in May, and couldn't be asking for better. I'm getting ready to order my third round of clothes. And I have been this low before, or lower, and everything that I lost came back and brought friends with them.
You can lose weight and keep it off for life, but it involves more than just the latest fad diet or exercise machine. If the underlying emotional, spiritual, and physiological issues aren't addressed, the weight returns. The next Lose It for Life workshop is April 29th through May 1st in Columbus, Ohio. To find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I see a different person now than I used to see.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. We are back. Steve Arterburn here. Now let me tell you, Lego Bob is one of the, you know, when I do a Club New Life CD, I always love to put a caller on there that is interesting, fascinating. Well, in April, if you remember a Club New Life, you get the call with Lego Bob. That's who we're dealing with. Hold on one sec. Mute me there in the studio. Okay, so Lego Bob was in the studio. So talk about Lego Bob, guys.
Yeah, so Lego Bob is an EMB alumni. He came in and told the story of over the last couple of years, he's seen pretty radical transformation in his life and marriage as a result of Every Man's Battle and the Sustained Victory program that he's in. And the Lego thing is that he built this Lego castle. I don't remember what it is, 900 pieces or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, they were at Disneyland. His women went to Women in the Battle, and she said, hey, I think we should buy this castle, and for every day of sobriety, you're going to get a Lego to add to that castle to build it.
And then days when you mess up, not losing sobriety, but when you're rude, mean, and ugly in the process, you lose pieces. So along the way, you got pieces of his castle knocked off. And then sort of the crown on the story is that recently his wife bought the queen and put the queen in the castle with the king.
There you go. Yeah. See, I'm telling you, people, there are hopeless, helpless, dead marriages. And our ministry has a way to totally transform those marriages. Now, we don't do it. The Lord does it through us and your willingness. But we really do need your help and support right now. Could you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and say, okay, I'm on board. We need about $500,000 in the next 2 weeks. If I can find $500,000 in the next 2 weeks, we're going to be just fine. And we're not going to get that by somebody writing a check for $500,000. That's not the way our ministry works. We have a lot of people that give a little bit. And so if you could help us, just call us right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and tell whoever it is that answers, I'm going to help you, okay? And we will bless you. We'll say thank you in a lot of different ways. And after our first call, I'll tell you what we can do to say thank you. Well, I'll tell you right now, if you support us with any amount, I'm going to send you, well, first of all, if you join Club New Life, I'll send you the tote bag, the coffee mug, the thumb drive, John's book, You Can Do This, and the Poppy note cards also. So we'd love for you to come on board and let me send that to you. But also, let me send you my book, An Even Better Marriage. 7 things that if your marriage has it, it's going to get better. 7 things, if you don't, they don't have it, that's not going to be better. Our way of saying thank you. Help this ministry at a crucial, crucial time, please. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll talk more about that in a bit, but right now, let's go to John. Let's talk to John and see how he's doing today here on New Life Live. Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm okay. Not too bad.
All right. Great.
I'm just calling because I'm wanting to ask some questions here. And, okay. You know, there's a lot of details involved here, a lot more than what I'll be able to talk about right now. But the bottom line is just trying to get my marriage to a point where we're just kind of unstuck. I don't know if that's mean, I believe, you know, Lord can do anything, really. I mean, however, you know, my feelings and what really happened are two different things, obviously. But anyway, real long story short, I suppose, is just getting married and stuff years ago, I mean, nearly 20 years ago. You know, from day one, it's been a battle in my own, I think, really in my own heart more than anything. And the problem is, too, you know, there's, yes, I mean, been, you know, sexual issues with myself. And
has that been has that been affairs, or was it pornography? What was the sexual issue?
No, yeah, pornography kind of stuff or whatever, things like that. And I, you know, I struggle with it, and, you know, I know this, you know, I can't tell you how much I pray about it and all that kind of stuff for the Lord to, you know, change me. And I understand it's kind of like, you know, telling somebody that, you know, I want to change, but, you know, I guess you don't do what it takes to get there, I suppose, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a matter of just, you know, doing it. You know, I know you can say, wait on the Lord. Obviously, people say that all the time, but
well, that's the biggest excuse. That's the biggest excuse people use to do nothing.
Yeah, you can't.
We all know that. Waiting on the Lord, you don't wait on the Lord
right
out of deep spiritual
right
conviction, because well, you're involved in something that's sinful. You wait on the Lord. That's
sure
your way of saying, God, sure, if you don't fix this miraculously, if you don't jump down here and be my butler, my magician, and fix it, then I'm not going anywhere. Okay, so what's the question right for us? What's the question for us? We get it.
Gosh, yes. I guess my question is just, it's a pretty complex question here. The deal is pretty much trying to fix my marriage. I mean, it's mm-hmm to the point for me with the way things that have gone on in our marriage together that my wife is for many years has not worked and is almost afraid to get out and work, I haven't been able to convince her to do it, and I've always been feeling like I'm carrying the whole load myself, and it gets so frustrating with so many things, and her personal, you know, she hasn't taken care of herself over the years, and you know, a lot is you know, the passion or any passion that we've ever had or anything like that is no longer there, period.
Right,
And I don't know how to get any of that back, and I can't convince her to change anything, you know?
Okay, so from what you've said and what you're willing to do so far, if you stay on the same course, your marriage is literally hopeless. But the good news for you is you haven't done anything to help your marriage. So there are all sorts of things. I'll let Sherry and Jason just go through some of the things that if you'd be willing, other than just wait on the Lord. But I think waiting on the Lord has led you to us. So, Jason, Shelley, Sherry, what do you think ought to be the first thing right here?
Yeah. Well, hey, John, does your wife know about your porn use? Has she found out about it over the 20 years?
Oh, yeah, it's kind of crazy, but she actually had the addiction at one point, and God just kind of took it from her. And then for me, my thing has been not just porn or whatever, but it's also been a fetish thing that developed with me since I was, I don't know, from, it probably happened when I was more in my teenage years or younger even, and it just kind of rooted in my life, and you know, it's something that to me is just crazy, and why I don't know, but
mm-hmm. Yeah,
I would love for God to make, you know,
so
build a wave a magic wand and make everything change.
I
but
get
I know
it.
That ain't gonna happen, you know?
I get it. And you know, Jason and I have been on both sides of this and have had to come out the other side, just like you and your wife. So let me say this to you: it's more complex than that. It's as if
sure
you're wanting to solve this big problem with a very simple way. When I work with guys that struggle with porn, there are these fetishes, right? There's these negative beliefs. They get triggered. They feel resentment over having to carry the load like you are. And so instead of getting into accountability and beginning to work with someone that knows how to help you heal, they sit on the sides and pray and kind of want to pray it away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me speak into your wife for a second. The bottom line is, I hear your frustration with where she's at. But I'm reading between the lines, and I think because of the porn addiction fetish, she's dealing with some depression.
Sure.
She's dealing with some anxiety and fear. That's why she's not able to get out of the house. When my husband was sexually active, my first husband who was dealing with porn, do you know what? I stopped bathing for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Now that, you might look at me and go, wow, like, whoa, you? And I go, yeah, I stopped showering and bathing. I got so depressed and so shut down. I felt so helpless that things stopped for me inside. And so,
wow.
Yeah, wow is right. And so you need to be the one to go first and to start getting into treatment mm-hmm. so that you can change your household, because she's not going to change first. She's been impacted by your porn use.
Right. Yeah, she's Sherry's right with what she's saying, John. You know, what you're dealing with is an intimacy issue. The pornography, the fetishes, yeah. the marital difficulties, that's the byproduct of a deeper issue that is an intimacy issue. Right. And so, go ahead.
Well, can I ask this? Why does it seem like women, you know, I have a hard time, in, I don't know, it's a different, I know we're totally different, obviously, but it's like, you know.
Oh, we lost John.
Oh,
yeah.
Right on the heels of a great question.
Well, here's the thing. You know, it sounds like to me, though, that he was getting a little bit sidetracked. Talking about the issue versus what do I do? And that's what we do, is we go, well, now why is it that women don't struggle with this, or why are they doing this? And really, what we need to deal with here is, what is it that prevents a man from doing what he knows he needs to do?
Yeah.
This isn't a man that is a non-believer. It isn't a man who's out there living separate from his wife. He knows he needs to do something, and yet not doing anything but saying, once again, God, I'm waiting on you.
But Steve, isn't that common, right, Jason, that a guy will blame. He'll say, well, it's my wife. Why isn't my wife putting her arms around this? Why isn't God healing me? It's still blame instead of pointing the finger back at themselves and going, what am I going to do? Blame
well,
is
here's a question.
But it's also a bigger, it's also deeper than that, in the sense that for many guys, when there's marital issues, the initial instant reaction is 50-50. Well, we need to work on this. It doesn't even have to be blame shifting. It just simply looking at it like it's a 50-50 deal, instead of taking ownership. And as you said, Sherry, being the one to go first mm-hmm. to actually seek out help.
Yep. Because
she's responding to him, and likely if he leads well, she'll follow well.
There's all kinds of changes that we see all the time.
For a man, you need to ask yourself, if you knew your wife was doing what you're doing, would you want to hug her? Okay, well, she doesn't know what you're doing, but her gut knows mm-hmm. you're doing something. She feels what you're doing. She has that amazing innate instinct, insight, gut feeling. And so she's not going to hug you till you get your act together. And here's the other thing. Way to miss life. Way to go through life trying to drink from a cup that has no bottom to it. It just isn't fulfilling. It's horrible. It's what Satan wants you to do. Settle for a substitute. All right. We're going to send him, Worthy of Her Trust. Jason wrote that book. I'm going to suggest that he come to Every Man's Battle.
Absolutely.
And I will give him a subscription to tv.newlife.com, and we'll talk about that later on. Right now, let's go to our next caller and see if we can get another call in here with Debbie. Let's see what Debbie's doing today. Debbie, how are you doing?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm really disturbed by that. You know, when we get a call from a believer who isn't doing anything, it hurts me. I want them to do the best they can with whatever they can do. Okay, go ahead. How can we help you there?
Yes. Well, I'm a believer, and my issue is not with my husband; it's with my sisters, and we're all Christians to start off with. My question is, should I continue to pursue a relationship with them, even though they have want nothing to do with me. And it started the day my mother died.
Why don't they want anything? Why? And I'm sure it has nothing to do with money, but why do they not want to have anything to do with you?
Because they disagreed with the way I handled my mother's death and the people around. I could go into great detail, but
what did they think you should have done?
What
did they think you should have done?
Okay, my son was living with my parents, taking care of them. He was a caretaker. But my son is kind of a bum, you know. He mooches off of people, and they don't like him. They just hate him. They can't stand him.
So what did they think you should do?
So they thought I should have kicked him out, and my parents wanted him there. He was really good to my parents.
Right.
And I did what my mom wanted. I knew my mom was dying. I did what my parents wanted. They needed help. And my mother didn't want me to help because she wanted me to spend time with my husband. She didn't want me to worry about her, you know, that kind of thing. So I, you know, they
You did the best you could.
And
now they're holding it against
you. What I thought was the right thing. Right. Yes.
And now they hold it against you.
The right thing.
All right. We're going to help you right after this. New Life Live.
Sometimes wives feel guilty when they think about investing in themselves. Sometimes the women are like, gosh, it just isn't practical or doesn't make sense or it costs too much. And I'm like, look at the cost you've had to carry and what you've lived with for all these years. You're worth getting that self-care.
It's an eye-opener to me. Because it made me to understand what sexual addiction really is.
I had no motivation, no joy, and no insight.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues. Join Dr. Sherry Keffer June 24th through the 26th in Dallas, Texas. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I will continue to break down doors and blow up walls that get in the way of this healing process. If God is for you, who could be against you?
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, TV.newlife.com. TV.newlife.com.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. If you want to join us on the program, we're in the studio here another 2.5 hours, 1-800-229-3000. So let's go back and let's talk to Debbie. The sisters don't like it that her, when she said, kind of loser son stayed with, took care of the parents, and then they died. She didn't like, the sisters don't want anything to do with her because they didn't like the way they handled that. And they're all Christians.
Right, and,
perfect.
And my sisters and I were the best of friends. We were so close.
Yeah.
We were just the closest. And all of a sudden, boom, nothing.
Yeah. All right. So let's hear what Jason and Sherry think might be the solution here. What do you think, guys?
So I just have one quick question and a quick one. What? How did your sisters feel slighted in this?
Well, one of them felt that my parents were choosing him over her because my one sister came to stay with her for a little while, but she felt they were choosing him over her. It was like a jealousy thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Rather than realize that sometimes parents who are sick get comfortable with one person for whatever reason, and not. And
yes.
It's nothing and that the other person ought to feel slight over. It just happens. Okay, so guys, what do you think's the best path for her, if there is a path, to reconciliation with these sisters?
You know, the first place I would go, Debbie, would be to have a conversation. You know, things like this happen, and it's kind of scary how families going forward can spend 10, 15, 20 years not talking mm-hmm. to each other again. It's tragic, actually.
They won't talk to me, though.
Okay.
I texted them. I've sent letters. I sent cards. I sent call. They just won't. They cut me off, you know, deleted me.
Yeah. So, Debbie, with where things stand, it sounds like they've sort of nailed the door shut so that you can't get through.
Yeah.
Simple suggestion is twofold. One, once a month or so, I would send them a text or an email or a letter, however you do that, and say, I want a relationship with you. I'm open if you want to talk. So I would just let that ride,
okay.
right, until they decide they want to talk. The second thing is, in the meantime, I would move on with your life in a way that mm-hmm. you feel like in your heart of hearts honors your mom and her requests. Not only her requests about her estate and her life, but also as it pertains to your sisters. Just operate in a way that you would honor her and God with your life.
And let me give you your best defense, I think. Okay, you ready? You did the best that you could. You did the best that you could. And your motives were to do something that would make the best of the situation for your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And your son did benefit from that, but it seems like that was not a problem for mom and dad. So I just think, again, what you're hearing is, let's make a little positive comment to them every now and then. Let them know that you still love them, care about them, miss them, and want to have mm-hmm. a relationship with them, and we're really sorry. Now, I'm going to send you a free subscription to tv.newlife.com.
Oh,
and if I was sending
wow.
it to you, I would say, hey, tune in to this this little thing about love. Now, it relates to marriage, but listen to how this relates to your situation. Here's a little clip of one of the programs on there about love by Dr. Dave Stoop. Listen to this.
One of the things that I have couples do is come up with 10 things that their spouse could do for them. Not that they would do for their spouse, but that their spouse... I would come up with 10 things that Jan would do for me that shows me that she cares. Don't even use the word love, just that she cares. See? And then I say, now trade lists, and I want you to do one a day for the next 30 days. Anyone you want. There might be one on the list that I put for Jan to do that she says, I'm not doing that one. That one's got a lot of red flags attached to it. She doesn't have to do it. And it also solves the problem of the wife who says, well, he's only doing it because I told him to do it. No, you told him 10 things and he chose that one in particular. And you see that if you start doing the behaviors of love, the feelings of love begin to be restored. So there's always hope.
There is hope when you're willing to do something. And that something could be get a subscription while you can for $45 for the entire year to tv.newlife.com. Great, great information, great program from people that know what they're talking about, whether it's love, whatever. It's right there, tv.newlife.com.
There's over 1,200 shows on there now, which is crazy.
That's right.
I mean, this is just one of the 1,200, so it's definitely a value.
All right, so do it if you can. Let's go to Regina. Let's see what Regina has to say today and what she's struggling with. Hi, Regina. Welcome to New Life.
Hi. How are you?
Good. What's going on today?
I'm calling to find out, how do I do with rejection?
Okay. Well, who rejected you?
My school's rejected me, and my family's kind of doing it.
Okay, and what would you say would be the biggest thing that bothers them, or why would they reject you? What is it that is worthy of their rejection in their mind? What would that be?
I guess because I changed. I used to be partying and drinking and doing a lot of other things, and when I decided not to do those things no more, I kind of became like the outsider of everything.
Okay, all right. So you have a different way of living, huh?
Right.
That hurts. That hurts to do the right thing and to have your family pull away from you at that point.
Right. First is what we want. Somebody, hey, this isn't easy being different. Somebody encourage me, please. All right, hold on. We'll give you some help. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back after this.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number. And I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery, and it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're talking with Regina. Regina has experienced rejection. We've been talking about it a little bit here. All right. Sherry, why don't you start us off here with Regina and rejection?
Well, first off, Regina, I want to just say kudos to you for doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And you know, when we do the right thing, we don't really realize what the cost is going to be. And maybe even if you knew what the cost was going to be, you might not have done the right thing after all. But I'm really proud of you that you did the right thing. And I know in my own life, when I've had to make tough choices like that, I've had to actually begin to weave in family members that I've chosen. I have family members that are not my blood sisters or not my blood mother or not my blood mom or my blood dad, but in the body of Christ, they are my family. Mm-hmm. They're my family by choice, and I had to find like-minded people that could support me in my journey as we step out of the crazy that we've been living in. We've got to find some people that can that we can have connection with.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I would encourage you to open your eyes and begin to ask God to fill that painful void with some people that really see you and that are on your team.
Yeah. And Regina, remember that, you know, Jesus talks to us about in the Bible that we are aliens and strangers in this land. And that's all the more true whenever you're trying to do the right thing day in and day out. You're trying to make good, consistent, good decisions, excuse me. And so it's hard to find a home. It's hard to find a place to land when that's the case. I would point you towards your recovery community, you know, life recovery groups, towards your AA or CR, however it is that you've gotten into recovery. I would start to make some of those folks your family because they get it. They've lived it. They know how it goes. I would connect with those folks first and foremost.
Yeah, and you know, if you feel rejection from family members, then you go to a rejecting church. Then you got to find a church, especially maybe it's just for a while. But a church that doesn't reject people, that they have a higher calling to deal with folks that are in trouble. So we want you to get in those healthy communities to experience acceptance and experience the freedom that you need to get better. I'm going to give you a subscription to tv.newlife.com, and I'm also going to see if we can't find a counselor that could work with you to give you, you know, 4 or 5 sessions that could really get you back in the right direction. Now, I want to mention, everybody, before we go to the next call, you know, Jason does Every Man's Battle, and here Sherry is doing Women in the Battle. Now, in the first century, the thing that separated the Christians from everybody else was their sexual behavioral standards. Everybody else could go up to the temple and worship with the prostitutes, and all of a sudden a guy becomes a Christian and says, "I'm not going." That's pretty radical. It was showing he was different, just like we were dealing with here.
Yeah, it set
him up for rejection. Now, sadly, in our day and age, that's not true. Our standard is about the same as the world's. We're using pornography as men, affairs. We're betraying the wives that we have, and there's some women that are betraying men. But look, you can get that taken care of on April the 15th in Atlanta. You can take care of that problem with Jason and Every Man's Battle. And you can, and then you can join Sherry. Your wife can join Sherry. Or if you're a wife, you go to Women in the Battle and you fight for the very thing that separates Christianity from the rest of the world, or should be, our sexual standard of behavior. It should be different than the world's, not just like it.
Absolutely.
Now, if you're struggling and you don't know why all this stuff isn't fitting together or why God hasn't changed you, maybe it's time. Listen to what this guy says. He goes, I have been a prisoner of pornography 50 years. I felt like I was condemned for life, no parole possibility. I tried to free myself from the chains, and all of this guilt and shame was there. But I grieved because I had a purpose in life, and I didn't find it. I didn't meet it. But I've still got a purpose now. I'm part of God's plan. I came to a point 2 months ago when I was so broken, I cried out to God and finally surrendered to Him, and He freed me from this prison. Everything I fought so hard to keep secret, it's in the light. At that moment, I felt like William Wallace in Braveheart. The devil cannot steal my freedom any longer. It has been a long time arriving at this place. I would recommend anybody, stop holding out, surrender, find freedom. Guys, come on. You can do this. Some of you guys are absolutely fantastic men, except you got one area that destroys it all. Intimacy with God, feelings of great character about yourself, and then your wife and your kids. Just get it taken care of. Call us right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And women, quit enabling this. Quit putting up with this. When you wink at wrong, you cause trouble. But an open rebuke brings lasting peace. Confront him, have a conversation with him, and sign yourself up for Women in the Battle. And that next one, Women in the Battle, isn't that in June?
It's in
June 24th in Dallas, Texas.
And you know, something I love about Women in the Battle, Jason, is Shelley and I work together. She actually is such a hero to so many of the women as they have heard about you, but they get a chance to hear Shelley's story and Shelley's side and how she was a part of calling you up and you did the work.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't be here today. I'd be dead if it wasn't for her putting her foot down. Seriously, she saved my life, and she didn't even realize that's what she was doing. So.
Well, and you guys do such a great job of telling people, hey, you're not the only one out there with a little bit of a problem here or there.
No way.
But they did something about it.
Yep.
All right, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to join us, one of these workshops, they're incredible. They're transformational. They're life-changing. Well, how about we go to Lynn next and see what we can do to help Lynn. Lynn, are you there today? Still there,
yes.
I wonder. Hi, how can we help?
Yes. I have a grandson that's in second grade. He's 8 years old. He goes to Christian school. Mm-hmm. And the other day he told me that his friend is having sex with his girlfriend.
Now, the friend is also in second grade. I believe he's 9 years old, though.
Okay.
And I asked, I thought, what does he mean by sex?
Mm-hmm.
So when I asked him, I said, well, what do you mean? What does he do when he has sex with her? And he says, well, he licks her pecs.
Okay.
And
so look, here's the thing. Here's the thing we need to do. We need to intervene. So someone like you who was told this information, I probably would start with the school counselor and say, what do you guys think? And then I sure wouldn't let it go. I would want to deal with maybe the counselor first, because if a little boy is involved in these kind of things, either there's something that's happened to him or the girl who's asked for it, or she might have initiated it and he's doing it, or he's initiated. One of them has been abused, or one of them's exposed to pornography. Somehow they learned about this,
mm-hmm.
and the parents may not be in the best place get help. They may be more defensive.
He has a bad situation. His grandparents are raising him.
Mm-hmm.
I did talk to his parents, my daughter and son-in-law. They went to the principal, who is his teacher and the principal, mm-hmm. / teacher principal.
Mm-hmm.
That's as far as it's gone. But I feel like and it's brand new. And
okay,
what's the
question for us then?
What should I do beyond this? Should I talk to his grandparents that are raising him? I don't want to make it so that my grandson doesn't trust me with information.
Mm-hmm.
I felt very honored that he felt comfortable enough to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but what you want to do is model to him what is the right thing to do. Because there's a young lady on the other side of that young boy that's acting out, and there's a young boy that's actually a victim of either porn or something else.
Mm-hmm.
What Steve said is true. We've got two kids that have their sexuality has been way awakened too high, and just the snippet that you told us makes me feel like he's been looking at porn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they don't know. These images aren't in their mind naturally.
Right.
Right. Their testosterone kicks in, but they don't know what to see unless they've seen it. And
right.
Our devices, our phones, are gateways into this world of porn. And so I wouldn't stop. I would keep going until you have confirmation that somebody is intervening on these two behalves, because I've sat with these trauma survivors that are in my office in their 30s and 40s, and these stories embed shame into their hearts at that young age, and they can be changed. They can be rescued at this point, but somebody's got to stop being politically correct and act out on their behalf and help them, get them help.
Yeah.
Amen. All right. We're going to give you some help there off the air. We'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Come sail with New Life Ministries in Alaska, July 13th through the 20th.
I went on my own,
had never done a trip by myself before, so I was apprehensive. So if you think, oh, I don't have anybody that would want to go with me on this, trust me, you are going to find plenty of friends when you get there.
We'll depart on the Island Princess southbound from Anchorage, cruising by Hubbard Glacier to Glacier Bay National Park, and then stopping in Skagway, Juneau, Ketchikan, and ending in Vancouver.
I connected with God in a way that I had never imagined.
We'll start each morning with devotions. Then we'll explore each port, returning in the evening for fellowship and teaching from God's Word.
The teaching, every day, just getting together with everyone, getting to know everybody in the group. The whale watching was amazing. Kayaking, ziplining, so many fun times and memories I have.
To register or to find out more, call 888-770-6898, extension 103. Go to newlife.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are so back, and we're so glad you're with us here today, and hope that you know things are going to be great for you this spring and this summer. We need you to spring into action. Now, here's some things that you could do to help. One is tell somebody about the workshops. Now, look. A lot of us don't know what to say when somebody gets in trouble. But here's what you can say. Wow. If you're willing, I know where you can get some help for that. Let's say a couple saying, you know, he's unfaithful, she's unfaithful. Whatever it is, you can say, if you call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, ask them about the marriage workshop, and people that have been divorced 2 years figure out how to have a great marriage. Or if it's a pornography problem or sexual intent, you say, hey, you got to call New Life and go to that workshop. Now, really, you're always looking for the right words. That's the right words. You know, when people come to me, I sit there, I listen, and I say, look, we got to get you to a workshop. Now, then they can continue in counseling or they can do whatever they were doing. But the workshop really is the place where people start a major transformation. It could be Lose It for Life. On April 29th in Columbus, or it could be an everyman's battle or women in the battle, healing is a choice, or the marriage solution weekend. And nobody does more powerful work on those weekends than Sherry and Jason here. Sherry working with the women that are affected, and Jason watching men who were hopeless, like the guy we talked about today, 50 years, and he walks away with victory. And a new hope and a new ability to connect with his wife. Guys, I just can't emphasize enough getting somebody to one of these workshops.
I had a woman call me recently that's going to the Healing is a Choice, Steve, that's coming up. And she came and spent 2 hours with me and said, I want to come and spend 2 hours with you so that when I go to the weekend, I can be supercharged. She's already anticipating what's going to happen in that weekend. And for a lot of people, Steve, it's that reset. It's the 3 days away where they actually, in a group process with licensed therapists, see things for the first time with a new set of eyes, and they're given hope and change. We've had people, the gal that every year calls you on your birthday, Steve, because she's no longer drinking,
right?
Oh, she's been sober. So people, there's life change all the time with these weekends.
Many of you heard a program last week with Josh McDowell. And Josh, who has transformed more lives with books like Evidence That Demands a Verdict or More Than a Carpenter. I'm speaking at the World Conference on Pornography, which is just going to be incredible next week. But Josh, when we first started New Life, we had an inpatient program. And Josh wasn't telling anybody like he talked about here, and he does now. He was homosexually raped for 7 years as a child, forced to look at pornography, homosexual pornography. And, you know, Josh forgave that man. I use him as an example. If Josh can forgive that man, a lot of us can forgive a lot of things. But Josh, when we were doing a television show together years ago when I started New Life, and it was inpatient, and everything that we do on the weekend now, we were doing in psychiatric hospitals. Well, Josh said, I got to go in there and I got to see what it's all about so that I can refer people. I can tell people about So he checks himself, Josh McDowell, checks himself into a psychiatric hospital. This was 25 years ago, to check out the program. Now, here's what he said to me last week. He said, Steve, you know, if I hadn't done that and experienced what I experienced, I might not have stayed in ministry. Wow. I might not have been able to stay in ministry.
Wow.
Now, this is a man with all of this stuff that happened in his past. He believed God's word to be true, and he has made a difference. And that we would have anything to do with his life, what a privilege. Mm. When you support us like normal guys like Lego Bob, who go back and rebuild a marriage to the point that the wife buys a queen to put in the Lego castle built on days where he has had integrity.
Yeah.
And it's part of building. You have no idea. Some of the people that you hear on radio, that you hear in churches, have come to Every Man's Battle, and they're in ministry today because they took care of the problem before the problem destroyed them.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're supporting us, you're not just supporting a radio program. You're supporting a mission to transform lives. And there is nothing that society is dealing with that we don't work with. Nothing. So I'm going to ask you to help us. We need about $500,000 in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to ask you to do what you can. If you've never supported us, just call right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Say, look, here's my credit card. Here's $10, $20. Or here, just let me send you a check. But just call us right now. And I'll send you an even better marriage, or if you're single and you don't want a better marriage, you don't want a marriage at all, I'll send you whatever it is you want. If you want a life recovery Bible, look, do whatever you can to help us stay on the air where you are, because it matters. It makes a difference. So I'm challenging people to spring into action and do something, especially if you've never done it before. Mm-hmm. Help us, because we've got a little deficit here that we've got to overcome if we're going to stay on the air. And it came about by having to move at the very time, most every other year, we're focused on people working on those year-end donations. You know, many people are getting a tax refund. Maybe you've already gotten it. I don't know. But if you could help us with a portion of that, you're going to be part of people like Josh McDowell and others that would say, hey, the reason I'm here doing ministry is because of what God did through New Life. When you partner with us, you're partnering with God to transform lives. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, Steve, what you said is so true, because their funds are not paying for light bulbs or pencils or notepads. Their dollars are actually on the ground doing ministry. Every dollar really is a part of changing lives. Look at John today, the first caller we had, right? He has just been waiting for God to do something. And we, through the air, could, for the first time, invite him and say, hey, John, that is not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You can't keep right. doing that. Yeah. Now, no other person has probably confronted him with such love and honesty, but those dollars on the air, anyone who gives is a part of touching that man's life.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many more Johns out there.
And so, if you're a John and need help, you stop waiting for God to do what God has been waiting for you to do, what God tells you to do. But if you're somebody, and maybe you've overcome a problem, especially if you've been to one of our workshops and it's helped you, could you invest in somebody else getting the help? Could you ensure that we've got a great future here? Could you help us get caught up so that we can do some of the most amazing things we've never done before? And we've got a couple of projects that are just simply going to blow you away. It boggles my mind that we're going to get to do them. But first, we got to take care of a little problem that occurred around the first of the year, because we just simply don't have enough people to move and raise money at the same time. And so we've got a problem, but we've been at a place like this before, and people like you have come through. So if God is moving you, please, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If God is moving you to do something you've never done before, 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number to call. Please do, And we'll send you that An Even Better Marriage. And if you could join Club New Life, that's only $20.16. Also, you could call for the 10 tips of overcoming the urge to eat. And don't forget, $45 for a year of tv.newlife.com. 1-800-229-3000 for the next program. Call us. Join us. We love you. See you.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.